fire, the one desire you are.
Is 99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Four people shot and killed, a fifth in critical condition after a mass shooting in a Midtown Manhattan office building. ABC's Josh Margolin in New York.
As the evening rush was taking hold and people were heading home, this individual drives up on Park Avenue, double parks the way that people do in Manhattan, gets out of the car. He has a rifle in plain view and walks with great purpose directly into a main door of this Manhattan skyscraper, and he starts firing at people.
Among those killed, an off-duty police officer who was working security at that office building. The gunman, believed to have taken his own life, was from Las Vegas. Police say he has a mental health history. In Reno, Nevada, three people were killed, three others wounded when a gunman opened fire in the valet area of the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino. From Texas up through Massachusetts, severe heat affecting almost 200 million of us this week. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. It's a no from Scott Walker, the Republican former governor, shooting down speculation he might run again.
Tonette and I will do everything we can at our home here in Wisconsin to ensure that we elect a common sense conservative as governor.
Governor Tony Evers won't be making any endorsements just yet as candidates start to line up to succeed him.
I usually don't endorse in a primary, and so in the regular election, absolutely, I'll be acting as a Democratic candidate. But in the primary, we'll see.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign immediately following Evers' announcement last week that he won't seek a third term. Two Republicans are already campaigning. Wisconsin has its first confirmed case of West Nile virus this year. The Department of Health Services says a man in his 60s in Barron County has tested positive for West Nile. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will increase in the overnight, and so will our rain chances as showers and storms move in. Morning lows in the upper 60s and a light west wind. On Tuesday, showers and storms around, still the threat of heavy rainfall, highs in the middle 80s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 71 degrees.
I know you think I'm like continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
So right.
bother you. Stop yourself and listen. Some things you can never, never choose. Even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, 'cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know.
Station as cool as the Baraboo
River Valley area?
Well, whatever you call it. Thanks for listening.
You guys crack me up.
99.7 Max FM.
Fatal, you're my first time. I feel like an angel.
started to fly. Well, you got a way that you're making me feel. I can feel, I can do anything for you, baby. Ooh, I will fight for you, baby. Hold on and enjoy the ride. I'm not in no hurry. We can fly all night, baby. It's your move now, baby. Baby, let's fly.
Whatever you want from me, giving you everything. I'll be your baby tonight.
I'm your baby.
You're the ecstasy.
I'm
a fantasy. I'm your baby tonight.
I'm your baby.
Whatever you want from me,
whatever you want from me.
I'm your baby tonight.
I'll be your baby. I'll be your baby.
You're my fantasy.
You're my fantasy.
Back in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever. So I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will increase in the overnight, and so will our rain chances as showers and storms move in. Morning lows in the upper 60s and a light west wind. On Tuesday, showers and storms around. Still the threat of heavy rainfall. Highs in the middle 80s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 71 degrees.
99.7
I'm not afraid to
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Nice day to start again.
It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
Maximum hits, Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM.
that you were getting tired of waiting. You wanted me so much, but I didn't get it. How could I find a piece of the line? I started to give up, but love wouldn't let it. Then you walked into my life, and we begin to ride. Steady, steady rocking all night long. And we begin to rock. Steady, rocking till the break of dawn. Rock, steady, steady rocking all night long. All night long. Rock, steady, rocking.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. ABC has learned that the 27-year-old man who shot and killed four people at a New York City office building carried a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and asking that his brain be studied. He also made references to the NFL, whose offices are headquartered in that Park Avenue building. The suspect, Shane Tamura, had documented mental health history and played high school football. Police say he took his own life after the shooting.